Okay, this is a broadcast from Colin Power. Today we're going to be re-emphasising some of the stuff about squares and how they work, odd number squares and even number squares, and these, what I talked about before about the centre of infinity. I sort of threw it, maybe I didn't explain it very well, I don't know, but okay, let's just, maybe we can start with a sort of an idea, right? If we put ourselves and stand in the centre of a square, and let's say we say, well, there's a nice square of one, and we stand right slap bang in the centre of that, yeah? And let's say now we expand that square to be a square of two, so now it's going to be the same size squares, right? But we're in our square of one, yeah? And we're just going to see everything just from the perspective of our square of one. And what we see when we look into our square of one, we say, oh, look, our square has been divided into four bits. And, oh, wow, look at that. But we're not seeing that the square has actually grown in size because it's outside of our box. Okay? So there we are. We're just stood in our square of one. And what happens in the next instance is that the square will expand again. Let's say it expands to number three, which is an odd number. And suddenly, you know, the grid has come into existence and the cross that was dividing our square has suddenly disappeared. And we're like, oh, look. The cross has just disappeared. It just disappeared. You haven't seen the expansion of the square that caused that cross to disappear, but it's really just because it's just moved into an odd number now, yeah? So let's keep standing at the center of the box, and what we can see is as the square expands, whenever there's an even number, it will create a cross in the middle of this one square that I'm stood in. And if it expands again and becomes an odd number, the cross will disappear because there'll be one square at the center of that square. And so we can use that concept. If you just imagine that there's an infinite number of squares that are just expanding in all directions, in the four directions, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger, what I will experience from the center of my square of one will just be a flashing from four to not being there, to the division of four, to the one, to the division of four, to the one, to the division of four, to the one. And that will carry on like that, flashing, 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 flashing on into infinity for as long as the numbers and the squares are expanding. And if it should stop at any point in the count, then it will either be an odd one or an even number, yeah? And so I can understand whether it's an odd number or an even number if there's a cross or if there's a square. Now, the point being here is if I superimpose an odd number with an even number, what I actually get is a square, which is my real square, and actually now that square is divided into four as well. We've combined those numbers. We've flattened the odds and the evens together. And what we're actually left with now is another square. But when you looked at it from the square plane expanding, there is a difference because now what happens is we've divided the whole plane outside of that one square as well, because we flattened the two types of squares into four. Yeah, so now the outer plane outside of my square of one has now unified in its position as having a cross. Yeah, it's no longer choosing cross square. We've just flattened the two together. And so what if you think about now a diagonal line that runs through that, we're not taking one step up and one step across in little boxes of one, because there we flattened it, so it's now it becomes twice as dense infinitely. You see what I mean? So you can go up a half step instead, yeah, and across. And so, so that little diagonal line starts to flatten out, yeah? And the more that I put, let's say this division on, let's say if I wanted to try and divide it more, but I can't do anything more to the center, can I? So, you know, we can make the square as big as we like, and the bigger we make the outer square, then that diagonal line will start to appear like a line in a diagonal. But actually it's not. It's actually the balancing of that division, of that one square that sits at the center. And so when I start to turn my attention to the center of infinity, if I extend the square to infinity, let's say, what I'm actually looking at now from the perspective of where I am, we can take a, let's say we'll just take a quarter square, for example. And what we look at, we make that square, let's say divide it into nine. So now we've got the quarter arc from our zero squared, in a square of nine. And we like to use that because that's quite nice for a lot of fourth dimensional mathematics. Yep. So we have the square of nine means that we can have an observer in the center. You see, like, that's how it kind of starts. And as it expands to the 16 or, yeah, boom, what happens is the observer, let's say, doesn't move, but they just see the square dividing into four, blah, 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 blah. Yeah. And so now we can have, four observer points, if you like, four squares of one, that are sort of situated around the zero. And those become what we call the fractal points of, the pi function. So that actually when, we look at the infinite density, we can say that it's the pi function itself and, that sort of sits in that little gap. And we show that, in the fractal that creates pi, yeah, which is the silver mean fractal and the root 2 fractal, and the way they sit in that curvature in a star of 8, and that's like creates a new kind of infinite density. But we'll go through more of that in due course. But that's just to give you a little idea there about the nature of what it lies at the center of infinity, and think about it from the perspective of a square that you're standing in, and understand that all you're going to see, you won't see the expansion of something, or you won't even know the size has changed, because you don't see change in size, there's no space in 4D, but all you will see is the flashing cross, and that's all that happens, yeah? And we call that squaring zero and unsquaring it, you know, it's a rotation, yeah, of you know, a number space, yeah, that's manifesting on the 2D plane. And you can imagine that the fourth dimensional plane is seeing from outside of that. So what we're actually then looking at is the zero space, and we're focusing on how that zero space operates, which means that then we can see what's happening in the other spaces around it. So that's that leads us into things like Sierpinski triangles and other fractal geometries of that nature, particularly the Sierpinski square, which isn't particularly recognized, which you will find will be a square of nine. And the reason it's a square of nine is because it doesn't, if you make it just a square of two, nothing happens. You know, it just makes a blank page, right? But what a lot of people don't realize is that whatever object you place in the center of the Sierpinski square will be reflected in the four directions exactly where the pi fractal exists. So there's something there to be thinking about, you know, with the square root of two, and if you think about how all of this works, and the Sierpinski square, and check it out, the Sierpinski square of two, yeah, just creates a blank square, with the Sierpinski square with three, creates a hole in the middle of that square, and you get the, you can have 3D fractals and all that stuff, yeah? And that's the fractals that you can see on the internet. So, just to give you that sort of linking in a bit of fractal geometry, we're doing mathematics at the moment. We're going to be doing more on geometry, soon when we talk about Mandelbrot set and the solution for all of that, as to why does it look like it does when it shouldn't look like it does. And that's all to do with the number I. And then we'll get a clearer picture of actually what infinite number space, possibly could look like. Okay, that's it for now, any other questions, do feel free to ask, just remember, we're all standing in our box, yeah, and all that's happening is the cross is flashing beneath your feet, but you never see the expansion of time space. Oh no, that's the way it goes. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Colin Power. This has been Into Infinity broadcast, and we look forward to chatting again soon.